So then I'd like to move to a public forum. I have one speaker card. Do we have any additional speaker card for public forum at this time? If we do, please give the card to Ms. Olson.
I was just going to point out that
they're in the
they're
back
in
there.
The back.
Yeah, in the back of the room. So I would like to bring Brad Schnipp, please.
Thank you for the opportunity to do a little recruiting. My name is Brad Snook. I'm the chair of our county's chapter of Surf Rider Foundation. I have some cards to pass on with the list of our chapter's programs. Right now we have a coordinator for each one of those programs. I am the chair of our chapter and the coordinator for our Know Your H2O program. Our chapter's focus on no ocean outfall. It's a tough and lofty goal. The more you learn about that goal, the harder it seems to achieve. We approach the goal through promoting wastewater reclamation, and also are advocating for constructed wetland programs and projects throughout the county in Morro Bay, where the existing sewage plant site would be ideal for a constructed wetland. We also advocate for managed retreat as part of the Surf Rider's goal to protect the coastal lands resources. We have issues with the South County Sanitation District, as we have for many years, and going back to conflicts of interest with the Wallace Group's involvement there in the district. It seems over the years we've had some peaks and valleys. It looks like the district's moving forward. It looks like over the last couple of years it's really been on a slide. We have a lot of concerns. The plant is in a 100-year floodplain and a tsunami run-up zone. We anticipate over the next 30 years the plant should be moved out of the coastal zone. The coastal development permit that the Coastal Commission authorized last year for the redundancy project was not a permit to add more infrastructure, and we caution against adding water recycling infrastructure at that site. We found out that the brine sampling program has not been updated since 2008, and they are discharging 10 times the amount of brine through the ocean outfall that they were the last time they were permitted in 2008. The brine discharge trucks were redirected along an alternative route south of the Oceano Airport. Without environmental review, they simply asked the neighbors if they would prefer less trucks passing through their neighborhood, and they said, of course, yes. So that 10 times the brine is coming from somewhere, and it's more trucks. The board of directors failed to direct staff to seek a coastal development permit, which would have studied, quantified, and documented the impacts of the brine discharge program. Can I have more time, sir?
If you can wrap up,
since
this was a 3-minute hour
points. The cost of additional studies would have been placed on the brine dischargers, not on the district stakeholders. Staff and management mostly employed are employed on an interim basis. We need some long-term employees there to understand kind of the tribal rules and set the standards for how the organization is going to function. Our chapter asks the board for expedited investigation of potential enforcement action to help direct the district management and their board of directors towards compliant and long-term measurements of coastal and ocean outfall impacts. We ask the board for publicly disclosed guidance on whether the regional water quality would permit water recycling infrastructure on the existing site. And we ask for assistance in promoting constructed wetlands as part of a managed retreat strategy a vital infrastructure countywide.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your comment. At this time, I do not have any additional speaker cards for public comment period.